I was away with England. We were in America and we were playing out in a world championship out there.
Games of the 30th Olympiad in 2012.
And so we were sort of all around the TV, me and all my teammates at the time, and just sort of just watching that as it sort of came out.
Awarded to the city of...
And there was just this real buzz.
London!
And straight away you sort of felt so sort of patriotic and thinking, you know, this is just absolutely incredible that, you know, we've got the Olympics, it's going to be here.
That was Derbyshire's former Paralympic footballer, Leon Taylor, remembering where he was when he heard London was going to host the 2012 Paralympic Games. Leon participated in the Beijing Games and has represented the CP national football team on many occasions. However, finding out what sporting opportunities were available to him was difficult.
When I reflect back on sort of my own circumstances, I was 28 before I had the opportunity to play for England, and a lot of that was because I wasn't aware of the opportunities out there.
Despite a difficult route to the elite level for Leon, he does feel that things are starting to improve in the county in the lead-up to the Games.
We've moved on. Not as much as I'd have liked to have seen. I think, you know, there's always areas for improvement. And again, if I talk about CP football, for example, we've now got an East Midlands cerebral palsy team, and we play other regions across the country, which is absolutely fabulous. It means that a lot more people are able to play. It's far more inclusive.
A lack of structure and organisation in disability sport has always been a significant problem in Derbyshire and nationwide. Cameron McLean is a young wheelchair racer from Derbyshire and hopes to go to the 2016 Games in Rio.
There's organisation at the highest level, but when you're starting off, it's not very well organised. So you get this gap between the high-level people and the people that are starting out, and it makes it more difficult to move up. I don't think it's improved, but I think people are now aware that it's a problem, and they weren't last year.
These problems in the structure of disability sport have been noticed by those at the top, with many believing funding is focused too much on the elite rather than grassroots. Mary Butler is East Midlands Chair of the English Federation of Disability Sport.
So what matters is what happens day to day in people's schools and clubs. That's really what the difference that people in the East Midlands want to make. But this has provided a tremendous opportunity to get it on the political agenda.
Getting young disabled children active at all levels of ability is something that Derbyshire County Council agree with. James Cook, the Disability Sports Development Officer for the Council, believes the Council are starting to build an infrastructure that will help provide more accessible opportunities for young disabled athletes.
For Derbyshire, what we really want is for people to be engaged, I guess inspired, and for us making sure that we've got that infrastructure there for people to be able to take up those opportunities and hopefully to make them as accessible as possible.
The legacy of the Games is inevitably going to be the big talking point for the next few years. And Mary has a clear dream of what she hopes the Games will leave behind for the East Midlands.
What I want to see is people with a disability taking part in sport and physical activity just like everybody else. That's the dream, that they do what they want at a level that they want because of the system and not despite the system. So that would be I'd be well satisfied then.